I am always amazed at how many announcements there are in the bulletin that I never mention, because there are so many. But I have found over the years that meaningful membership in a church, meaningful Christian faith, usually equates to regular worship, plus perhaps 2 hours during the week of being involved in the life of the church. You see groups like the Renaissance Crew that's listed. You see Bible studies, the Friday Fresh Brewed group, the group of women that study, and the Presbyterian Women Study. There are numerous ways to be involved. And so I encourage you to practice that formula of worship plus two. I find it very helpful. The sermon for this morning is entitled On Easter, Christ Has Risen to Easter in Us. There are two scripture readings. The first is the traditional reading of the resurrection of Jesus from Matthew chapter 28, 10 verses there. And then I'll turn and read another passage from the Gospel of John that I'll explain in just a moment. Hear now the story of Easter. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was an earthquake, a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised. As he said, come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." And so they left the tomb quickly, with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." In the second reading, it's from the Gospel of John in chapter 11. I'm reading only a portion of this story. It's a story where Jesus goes and meets with the sisters of Lazarus. Lazarus has died. And we learn in the story, at least the entire story, he has already been dead for 4 days. And this is a conversation that I read between Martha and Jesus. John 11, beginning at verse 21. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." Here ends the reading of our Holy Scriptures, and to God's name be all glory and praise on this Easter Sunday. Amen. Let us pray as we come the morning message. O living God, today's good news is so wondrous, so magnificent, that we struggle to wrap our heads around it. We pray, give our hearts the wisdom to receive that which our heads cannot fully understand. And now send your Holy Spirit to fill our whole bodies with your resurrection promise. Easter in us, O Lord. This we pray in your holy and good name, and in the strong name of our risen Lord. Amen. A pastor friend of mine who's now retired, named Art, he shared with me once his earliest experience of what he called crucifixion and resurrection. His earliest experience. He said his earliest experience of crucifixion and resurrection came to him when he tried to learn how to ride a bicycle. You've had that experience too, haven't you? His friends, he said, had learned how to ride bikes, and he was determined to join them on their many adventures. He longed to be part of that bicycle club in his neighborhood. And so his dad took him one day and took off the training wheels of his bicycle. Art got on the bike, and you can guess what happened. After just a couple of yards, he fell off his bike. He got up and dusted himself off, and there was blood on one knee. Well, he got on the bike again. This time, his dad held him on the shoulder and began to run alongside of him, and Art pedaled furiously. And then his dad let him go. Well, he went about 10 yards, and then he was horrified that his dad wasn't holding him, and down he went again. This time was worse. There was blood on the other knee, and all of his friends who had been watching were laughing. I've had a very similar experience, I can tell you, and perhaps you have too. Art told me how he vividly remembered what he did next. He kicked his bicycle a couple of times. He looked at his dad, and he yelled at his dad, my dad, why did you let me go? A few days later, he tried again on his own, in private this time. And it wasn't long before he was successfully riding that bicycle. He was riding with his friends and going on many adventures with them. And he loved it. Oh, it was a new life. Riding a bicycle opened up a whole new world for him. He felt the wind blowing in his face, adrenaline flowing through his body, and he felt like a new creation. You've had that experience in some way. Well, what had happened? His bicycle had become part of him. It was no longer just a possession that he treasured. It was part of his life. He felt like he had become a new person, a new kind of being. Here he was, flying down the road. He felt that way not because he owned a bike, but because he could ride a bike. And so it is with crucifixion and resurrection. First, there is suffering. First, there is defeat and failure. And then comes the victory. Following the victory, a new world is open to us. A new way of life, new opportunities, fellowship with others is different. You see, for the early church, Easter was an experience to be shared. It was not just an event to watch or observe. It was an experience to share. But I'll give you this. Easter can be confusing in our day and time. The celebration of Easter existed long before Jesus was born. I looked it up on the internet, and it did exist long before Jesus. It existed in the worship of the ancient pagan goddess of Istra, or Ustra. I looked it up on YouTube. That's how you pronounce it. Istra. It's the ancient pagan goddess of springtime. You see, in an agrarian society, the return of life following winter was a cause of celebration. The first Easters before Jesus were pagan celebrations of the triumph of the springtime over winter. And we know even today that Christians have retained some of the celebrations of the cycle of nature in our Easter services. Easter comes in the spring. From the east, the rising of the sun. Christians often gather outdoors and they wait on the sunrise before they proclaim, "He is risen. He is risen indeed." So Easter can be confusing to people in this day and time. The rising sun and the spring flowers, however, they are only signs of a deeper truth. And the deeper truth is this: beyond suffering comes salvation. Beyond suffering and apparent defeat comes a new way of living. For Christians, then, Easter is like learning how to ride a bicycle. Now, I'll give you this. That's a unique comparison, but it's one I think you'll probably remember after you leave here today. And so remember, it's not enough to own a bicycle or to believe that a bicycle is a good thing. The bicycle has to become part of us. And when that happens, we go to new places, we see life in a new way, and we develop new friendships. The old passes away. Behold, everything is new and fresh. But one does not learn to ride a bicycle without risk, without pain, without the sirens of defeat. I planned that. An English poet, Gerald Hopkins, he captures the meaning of the resurrection when he uses the word Easter not as a noun but as a verb. Easter, he says, is not something we only believe in. Instead, Easter is something that we become. You see, the resurrected Christ becomes an extension of our life. We suffer with him so that we may be glorified in him. I added this morning the story about Jesus having that conversation with Martha on purpose, because Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, that family, they learned too what it meant for Jesus to be Easter in them. Lazarus especially learned that when Jesus raised him from the tomb after 4 days. Martha was irritated at Jesus in that story. You heard her words. Mary repeats those words later if you read the story further. Martha says, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Pay attention to the if yous in life. Those words are a sign of a part of hurt, inner hurt, pain, and often outward anger from someone when they are hurt. If you had been there, Dad, if you had not let go of my bike. But even more, notice how those words, if you, how they express a future desire to rearrange reality. But hear this, Jesus did not come to simply rearrange reality. Jesus came to bring new life. The old cycle of seed time and harvest, the cycle of the setting and the rising of the sun, it now gives way to a new way of seeing all of life. No more is human existence to be understood as the mundane, repetitious cycle of the sun comes up and the sun goes down. Something new has occurred at Easter. Jesus says to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me, though that person be dead, yet shall he or she live." Jesus says to Mary, "I am." He does not say, "I am rearranging reality," nor does he say, "I will change" or "I will do." Rather, he says, "I am. And when I dwell in you and you in me, all of life will be different." Easter is an experience. Note with me, however, that when Jesus Easters in us, the world does not change. Did you notice After the death and the resurrection, Pilate is still governor. Caesar is still the Roman emperor. Persecution, hatred, death, they continue to occur. Cynicism still exists. People love and die. Children fall off bicycles, even today. The crucifixion, you see, it reminds us that the powers of the world are forever challenging the powers of God. Life can be hard. Work can be frustrating and difficult. But sin persists in the world. Nothing in the Gospels suggests otherwise. But when the Christ, when the risen Christ, Easters in us, we are not immune from the suffering, but in fact, we become more sensitive to the suffering in the world. The pain in the world becomes our pain. But, fear and pain no longer control us because of Easter. We suffer with the world just as God in Christ suffers with us. As a parent suffers with a child trying to ride a bike. But when Christ Easters in us, we can look beyond the suffering to the answer, salvation, to assurance, to new life, new freedom, new hope. I am the resurrection, said Jesus. I am the life. The world will go on as it is, but I am in you and you are in me. And when that happens, all things are made new. John Calvin, we know John Calvin as Presbyterians, a Christian reformer. He called the Christian faith the spectacles through which we see the world. In other words, without faith, life is bleary, hazy, and confusing. But through faith, life becomes crystal clear and joyous. Now, for those of us like myself who have had to learn how to wear bifocals, even after having eyes repaired late in the evening, I still have to put those things on. But if you've had to learn how to wear glasses, the experience of eyeglasses is the equivalent almost of learning how to ride a bicycle. Owning a pair of glasses is not enough. Believing the glasses will help you see is not enough. You have to use them. And ultimately, what matters is that the glasses become part of us. And we become one with them, and they become one with us. And when that happens, we see things new, spectacles of faith. You'll remember that. And so, when Christ Easters in us, we do see the pain of the world with a new sensitivity. But we also see the salvation that has come in Jesus Christ. We see it with new clarity through eyes of faith. Christianity has persisted for well over 2,000 years now because Christ is risen. And my friends, Christ has risen to Easter in people, people like us. Praise be to God that God has sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, that we might have life and have Easter in us. Let us pray. Oh God, our Father, we thank you for these few moments together on this glorious Easter. We thank you for your word made flesh and your word as it comes to us in your holy scriptures. Lead us and guide us each day, for truly, Jesus Christ has risen to Easter in us. Amen.